Oh yeah, give me some. Cut me a piece. Go away, Baton!
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
New Yorkers are weird. Like, New York is weird in general because we all bond together when something major happens. And then as soon as the story's over, we go back to our New York lives.
Mm.
So this week in New York, the big story was this sicko who got on a subway and set off these smoke bombs and then shot a bunch of people. Luckily, he didn't kill anybody. The five people that were in critical condition were quickly moved to stable condition. So he didn't do as much damage, I think, as he wanted to. And then the best part was he was caught within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We caught him fast. Like, New Yorkers, it was all over on social media. Everybody was sharing video. Everybody was on a lookout. There was a guy who saw him. So he went into a McDonald's and called Crime Stoppers and turned himself in because all the people around him were like, oh, you're the guy. And he was like, all right, you got me. So New York really bonded together to help the police catch this guy. And it happened fast.
New Yorkers will spit in your face. But if you shoot on the subway, they bond together.
We're out for blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're persona non grata. And we're going to take you down. We're coming with pitchforks. We're going to come get you. Yeah. So that was the biggest story in New York. And then once they caught him, New York was like, okay, what else you got? So now this is the biggest story in New York. Literally, this is the number one story right now in New York City. A woman was duct taped to her seat aboard an American Airlines flight after allegedly attacking the crew and trying to open the door mid-flight. Okay, so this happened in 2021. She was flying from Dallas to Charlotte, of course. Why does that not surprise me? And the flight had been delayed about like 3 hours, so chaos erupted. You know, attendants were like running around, locking bathroom doors, grabbing bags from overhead bins before the pilot like said, you know, listen, can everybody sit down? Mm. It was just, you know, it was the delay really freaks everybody out sometimes, you know. And this one woman had this outburst where she was just behaving like she was bananas. So, you know, they're coming in for a landing. They can't really do much at that point, but she's so dangerous and so crazy. They got out the duct tape and they duct tape her to a seat. So, of course, everybody's pulling out their phones, and this one woman on TikTok had the video, and I guess they had duct taped the woman's mouth, but then, you know, had to release it so she can breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And she was able to talk, even though she stayed duct taped. Her hands stayed duct taped and she was duct taped to the seat. So this TikToker, this person on TikTok, like, was walking by and videoed the woman. And this is all she was saying.
You. People. You are people.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
The reason why this is a big story today is because the FAA finally came down with what they're going to do about this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fining her the largest fine the Federal Aviation Administration has ever fined anybody in the history of the FAA. They're fining her $82,000.
Wow.
For being like batshit, she's getting fined $82,000.
So I can see trying to open the door that you should be fined and jailed for that.
Mm-hmm.
But calling people names and yelling on the plane, I don't think that constitutes a fine.
No, it wasn't the fact that she was just calling names. She was attacking the attendants.
Mm-hmm.
And she was running up and down the flight. And she was trying to open the door midair. Like when they announced, listen, we're having a delay. You know, because you know how it is. Like they're trying to land and there's something going on down on the ground. So they can't land you.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to like, you're stuck up in the air for a little while. And then I guess, I don't know what happened once they got down the ground, why they maybe couldn't taxi. But so while they were up in the air having to circle, she was freaking the fuck out. And she was like trying to open the door to what? Jump out? But so that's dangerous. You know, you don't want somebody who's like trying to open the door.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. So if she wasn't opening the door, I can see a lawyer getting her off from that because you didn't sign anything that says you can't harass people and run up and down the aisles.
Well, no, actually, there are rules and regulations that you have to follow via the FAA, which, you know, one of them, like when they tell you to sit in your seat and buckle your seatbelt. Oh, which reminds me, I heard something very shocking and very disturbing. Do you know why they make you sit in your seat and buckle your seatbelt at certain points?
So they can find your body in what seat?
You know that?
Yeah. I fly a lot.
I just learned that. I thought it was like literally for my safety, like in case there's turbulence, I don't go flying out of my seat. No, they don't care about that. They just want to make sure in case the plane goes down, they can identify you.
Yeah, they don't want to identify your tattoos and your dental records. They want to do it a little bit easier by the seating thing. See, that would be my luck. It's I would switch seats with you because you wouldn't want to sit near the window, and then they would think I'm you, and then I for the rest of my life, I'm buried as Cooper Lawrence. In a cemetery.
Right, and I survive. And I survive as Anthony Michaels with my new identity. And I run off and I run and commit crimes. Yeah, my super. And I run off and commit crimes in my new alias.
Speaking of committing crimes, somebody posted this today, and I said, this is very interesting. So let's say you have long hair. You're going to cut it for Locks of Love.
Okay.
So you cut your hair, Locks of Love. Somebody gets the wig. Uh-huh. And they're wearing the wig, and they commit a crime.
Oh, right. Your hair DNA is going to be left at the crime scene.
So what do you do?
You know, that hair thing is really important. That's a biggie. I watch a lot of those shows, as you mm-hmm. know. And like some guy will say, like, I never knew her, never met her in my life. And they'll be like, why did we find her hair in your back seat? You know, and they find her hair because, you know, women shed like crazy. And as a result of that, what I do, I don't think I ever told you this. Whenever I'm in the back of a cab or an Uber, I always pull out a piece of my hair and leave
no,
it on the floor.
No, you do not.
100% I do.
Well, you do yes. probably anyway because you shed so much.
I do shed a lot, but I make sure that I leave one little piece of hair in there in case I'm murdered and the guy's like, I don't know her. And there's my hair. There's my DNA.
You're completely insane.
Tuck it under the seat so that way the next person's not going to take it out with their foot when they get out of the cab. But that's something to be concerned about. But when you give your hair to Locks of Love, you don't just like drop off a donation and then go about your business. They give you a receipt. They give you proof.
Mm-hmm.
There's proof that you've dropped off your hair. So two things. When the cops come to you and say your hair was found at the scene of a crime, you can say, well, that's not my hair anymore. I donated to Locks of Love. Here's my receipt. And then they can say the crime took place at 4:00 on Thursday. You can be like, oh, great. I was at work then, or I was at lunch with my parents. Like, you have an alibi.
Mm-hmm.
So if it wasn't you, I don't think you're going to get wrongly convicted.
I think if you and I did something like that, because we're trying to do something good.
Yeah.
We're going to end up in jail. And
you and I learned that we shouldn't do good things because it always ends up backfiring.
I'm going to be in jail going, it wasn't me. And they're like, yeah, I've heard that before. The guy next to you, he didn't do it either. And the guy next to him, he didn't do it either. Oh, great.
And of course, they committed the crime at a time that you were by yourself. So you really don't have an alibi. I was home, I swear.
I was watching Netflix. No, that's not your Netflix.
Your phone will ping on the cell tower right near where you are. So right now where I'm sitting, there's a cell tower that recognizes my cell phone. So if somebody's committing a crime in another neighborhood or another state, I can say I wasn't there and they can check my cell phone records and see that I was indeed here.
Yeah, I don't trust technology. I don't trust it.
It's not that you shouldn't trust technology. There was one dude that I watched this one show where this dude left his phone at home, went without his phone, killed his ex-girlfriend, and then went back home and said, I was home all night. Check my cell phone records.
Mm-hmm.